Welcome to the Empowered Podcast with Deanna Merlino, an all-encompassing personal development show where I will be sharing with you just how to transform yourself into the best version of you, both inside and out. From wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and manifestation, I'll be showing you exactly how to live your best life. I will be keeping it as real and raw as it gets. So get ready to peel back the layers and really transform yourself under the surface. Because nothing is better than finding your purpose and living this life as your true, authentic self. Hello, Empowered Fam. How are we doing today? I hope you're doing amazing. I'm taking a moment to wrap you in bubblegum pink light and just sending you lots of love. If you want to accept that, just take a deep breath and let it in and let it just fill your system with light. I would say ironic or like, you know, what are the chances? But of course not, because everything is divinely aligned and that's how it goes. The last live episode that I did, my energy was just kind of like in a funk. I had no creative spark. I was just feeling blah, very meh. Nothing was wrong. Nothing was bad. I had no life force, right? And then the last episode, if you listened, was an interview with me. And I was talking all about taking inventory of your energy, which like shocker, right? Well, I am back online and I am just in the most like magical space right now because I leave for Jamaica in just a couple days. So I feel amazing. I crammed in all of my work and filled my calendar full of clients so that I could see everyone before I left. And I shut down my books. And so I am just in this sweet, blissful nothingness before we head to Jamaica. And the next time you hear from me, I will have recorded a podcast all about that stay. So definitely tune back in to talk all about that. You all know that at this point, if you've been around for a while, anyhow, you know that travel is all I desire to do. And so I'm sure I'm going to have so many just amazing, powerful nuggets and just so much good high vibe energy to share. But for this week's episode, what I actually want to talk about is the power of intention and the importance of intention and how I've really been sitting with that recently. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about really why we need to set an intention. And I decided to give it a little test last night. I mean, I'm always setting intentions. I'm kind of the queen of intention setting. But even more, I am leaning in even deeper to intentions with literally like everything that I do. And so I tested it last night and it literally came to fruition. It manifested itself overnight as I set the intention for it too. So super exciting. So with that being said, what is an intention and why is it important? It's important for multiple reasons. So first things first, setting the intention is essentially like directing your mind and your energy on how you want something to go. And since we are literally co-creating our existence, it is so important to have an intention set when we're doing anything, quite frankly. But as you're getting started and leaning into setting intentions for stuff, make sure you're at least setting intentions for things that are big or important. But truly, like I just said, I'm kind of the point now where I'm setting intentions for damn near everything. And so the importance of an intention really is kind of like our energy is dictating how everything is happening. And so if you don't have a structured idea for how you want that energy to form and where you want that energy to go and how you want the outcome to go, you're putting your energy out there, but there's just like no container to hold it. And so the masculine energy of it is creating the intention itself, the action of setting the intention so that it has like a container to hold it. But the feminine energy balance of it is your energy that will then do the work and allow yourself to receive the outcome of the work. So that's kind of where that bridge too of that masculine feminine energy is so important, the law of gender and really just creating that balance in everything that you're doing. Okay. And so that kind of explains why you want to do it, right? But now let's lean into the other side of it, because again, we are co-creating our entire existence. Who are we co-creating with? We are co-creating with our higher power. So source, creator, God, divine, spirit, universe, the all, you know, whatever that is for you, higher self, insert there what you're co-creating with. But we are all from the same higher power, regardless of how we look at it. And so our creator is co-creating with us. We are co-creating with our creator. We are a fractal of source, creator, God. And we are like the human aspect of God that is playing out in this reality, in this world at any given time. And so when we surrender, when we lean into that feminine and trust that we are always guided, we are always supported because we are, and we allow source, creator, God to let that energy flow in to assist us instead of us being like, I've got this, right? When we push and we try and bust through the wall, it makes it harder. It takes longer. A lot of times it just doesn't happen. Then we get frustrated. Then we quit, all these things. Try it on for size, just literally letting go and saying, you know what? I am open to receive. I trust you. I surrender. Guide me, help me, lead me, open me, right? All these things. And when you do that, that is where things get really good. And so that is what's so important, is when you set the intention, then source, creator, God knows, okay, this is where you desire my help. So this is where I'm going to help you. And then you just have to allow yourself to receive. Okay. And again, yes, there is going to be the action portion moving forward where like you, that's where you get that divine inspired action, ideas to take action. You'll know what direction to go in because that inspiration is coming from the divine for you. But this is why it's so important to set an intention. And so setting an intention, literally, this is, okay, here's an example, because this is what I did last night. I set the intention. I've been thinking more and more about how I do so much clearing in my dreams. And I know that's part of my calling, but sometimes it just gets freaking tiring to be astral traveling in my sleep and experiencing the void and darkness and transmuting it into light. And like, yes, I know that's what I'm supposed to do. And I humbly accept that. And I do that, but I've just not been getting sleep. And I was like, I desire a good night's sleep with no nightmares, with no attacks, with just like a good experience. It's rejuvenating, it's refreshing, and I'm just wholly protected. So before I went to sleep last night, it popped in my head how I've been so mindful about intentions. And so I'm like, you know what? I am going to set the intention before I go to sleep that God wraps me in impenetrable white light protection and clears my energy field so there's no negative energy in my system whatsoever. So I cleared my energy. I felt really great. And I said, source, creator, God, I set the intention that tonight I have the most beautiful dreams. I am protected on all realms, on all planes of existence, on all levels of consciousness, awake or asleep, on all dimensions, all of it. And that I will have pleasant, enjoyable dreams. I also decided and set the intention that I would be able to connect with my dad in my dreams, or any other ancestors of the light who are here to assist me or have any wisdom to impart on me that I'm ready to accept and receive. And I also added into the intention that I was shown the proof that my new me is real, in the sense of that I make money easily and effortlessly, even in my sleep. So I set the intention that I would have money come in even when I was sleeping. Okay. So there was multiple parts there. So quick recap. I cleared my energy. I asked for protection. I set the intention for what I wanted my dreamscape to be like. I asked to connect with my dad or any other ancestors of the light with my greatest and highest good in mind. And then I set the intention for to receive the proof that my new reality consists of me making money easily and effortlessly, and that money would show up in my sleep last night. I am actually pretty sure I said something along the lines of like a lot of money, or like large sums of money, because I make money in my sleep every night, but I wanted like a good chunk, right? Okay. So that was the intention that I set. Well, I'm happy to let you know that I had a great night's sleep. So much so that like normally Russ has been getting up with Christopher in the morning. I got up with Christopher this morning because I was rested and rejuvenated. I did not have nightmares. I did not have any bad dreams. And right before I woke up, I connected with my dad. My dad came in and we had a long experience together. We were actually building something together. Now that it's been a little bit, I've kind of forgotten what it was, but it was a beautiful connection. And it was what I experienced right before I woke up. So I remembered it deeply. And then I woke up to a message from a client saying that they rewanted the links to sign up for some coaching, and I sent it over and they signed up for my spiritual life coaching program. So that's over $1,000 that I woke up to. And technically I got it today, yes, but the message from her came in overnight. And so in my mind, that is a total win. And also that also is like just an extra little tidbit for today's episode is like when you set the intention for something, be focused on the outcome, not the how or the like the steps or anything like that. I did not impart my judgment on how I wanted the money to show up. And okay, yes, did I not technically have the money in my bank account last night? No, but I woke up. It was the first action that happened and I immediately received the money after that. So as far as I'm concerned, I got the same outcome, right? So it's kind of like letting go of the reins and just trusting and not trying to control every outcome, not trying to control every move. So that was me setting that intention for the night and it being successful and me being reminded just how powerful I am. Just me being reminded just how much of a master manifester I am, me being reminded how supported and protected and loved I am, and that we are able to tap into this energy anytime we desire to. And truly, that is how it's happening because I believe it. It is truth to me at this point. I fully know because I am an energetics coach. I'm an energetics mentor. I fully know the power of energetics and working in the spiritual realm and working, co-creating with the divine and just knowing that all energetic work is about intention and belief. And so because I have truly accepted and embodied that, it is my truth. So of course it happened. I'm not surprised. And the even better part, just to like wrap this up, is because I have done so much healing to my nervous system to drop out of like in my healing my central nervous system and dropping out of the you know, that fight or flight and being able to drop into at will and when needed and as necessary and as should be into my parasympathetic nervous system, really being able to calm down and healing all the trauma and grief and heartache and loss and anxiety and all the stuff stored within my DNA, stored within my fascia, stored within my body, just all the things. I have healed through that. And so instead of like, of course, I am so grateful that that happened, but it was more of a thank you, more please. Of course that happened. I am not surprised. And so that shows me that my nervous system is healed. And that is amazing because your nervous system has to be healed in order to drop into that feminine, drop into that open to receive. If you're closed off, if you're retracting, if you're in panic, if you're in that fight or flight all the time, your body is like curled up in the fetal position, essentially, sometimes even physically, but energetically trying to protect you. And so you're not open to receive. You need to heal to be open to receive. And so I know that I have done that, one, because I've been doing the work. And of course, I feel the difference. But before, when I first started making money, it was like total free. Of course, I'm still celebrating. So like, don't think that I'm not, because I am. But it's a celebration. And again, it's like a thank you more, please. Of course that happened. Thank you more. Instead of, oh my gosh, well, now where is it going to come from again? How am I going to get it next time? I need to immediately figure out how to do some more work to find more clients. No, I don't need to know how it's going to happen. I know that I'm going to keep showing up just like this as the person that I am. And it is going to attract the people to me who are ready for me. And that I don't need to know how or when these clients are going to come through, but they are. Because they see me and they recognize my genius and they are ready to feel the same way. And maybe that's you. Maybe that's you listening, right? And so this is why my clients come to me, is to do this work, to learn these things, to learn the energetic aspect of it, because it's 80% energetics and 20%. It's really about energetics first, healing first, diving to the root and figuring out what's going on first. And then, of course, I will be happy to help you with the strategy and the structure. Okay. This showed up for me today. So I wanted to take the time to share all of this. I feel like this is a really powerful episode. Let me know if it resonates with you. Let me know if something clicked for you. This is something that I have been working really heavily with my clients about. And so I know if it's showing up so much with them that it's probably a collective thing that's happening. So if you are looking for guidance through all of this, I am here. And I know when it falls on my own doorstep. And of course, I do exactly what I tell my clients to do, because that's what I do. I act out of alignment. I act out of integrity. I knew it was something that I wanted to share for my listeners as well. So with that being said, utilize some of this, try it out. Let me know how it goes. Right. I'm taking on a couple more life coaching clients, and probably maybe one more mentorship client, two tops, before my books are just capped out at the moment. And so I'm going to have to sit with how to, really deal with that, whether it's raising the prices or if I'm just going to close my books for a little bit. So if you have been on the verge of jumping in with me, now is your time, because I know when I come back from Jamaica, I am going to be a whole new person. And that means that more than likely I'm going to raise my prices a little bit. So like I said, if that resonated with you and that's the kind of stuff you're like, this is what I need, I'm ready for you if you are ready for me. Regardless, instill that. And I hope you have a magical day, a magical week. And I will see you next Monday on the Empowered with Deanna Merlino podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to find out more, you can follow me on Instagram at Empowered with Deanna and my personal page, Fit Deanna Lolita. You can also visit me on my website, which is DeannaMerlinoFit.com. Make sure that whatever platform you guys are listening on, please rate and subscribe. And this means so much to me. It's going to help get me out there to help so many other people. I'm so grateful that you're here with me on this journey of wellness and self-empowerment. I cannot promise that it will always be easy, but I do know that it will always be worth it. Stick with me, and together, let's start living as the version of us that we were meant to be. Because the world is waiting for your gifts, and you deserve to live the life of your wildest dreams and beyond. So friends, let's get empowered.